This is Let's Talk in English. On this show, we learn English and we have fun together. My name is Katie and I'm one of your teachers today. Our topic is news and this lesson is called Pets Need Exercise Too. Pets need exercise too. So Peter, do you have any pets at home?
No, I don't. My parents never let me have a pet. I always wanted a dog or a cat. Hi, friends. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show.
Today is a special kind of lesson, and it's a new kind of lesson, too. It's all about the news.
Remember, you watch the news to learn what is happening in the town or in the world.
So our news lessons will teach you about something important. Today, we will learn about pets. Did you know that pets need exercise, Peter?
I knew pets need some exercise, but I didn't know how important it was that they get exercise. There is a lot to learn today, everyone.
Yeah, there is. Did you know there are different ways you can give your cats exercise? I have a cat, but I can't give him a walk.
Dogs are good at going on walks. They like it a lot, but cats, they really don't. So if you have some pets, you can learn a lot from today's show.
That's right, and let's get started now with today's keywords. Here's our wonderful word lady, Christina.
今天的主题是宠物也需要运动。运动就是 exercise. Pets need exercise too. 我们最常看到的就是主人丢球，然后狗去追那颗球。跟在后面追的这个动作就是 chase. My dog likes to chase the ball. 不过不同的宠物它们运动的方式也不一样。形容词不同的就是 different. There are different ways to exercise. 现在很多猫的饲主会买雷射光笔，然后猫会喜欢追着雷射光笔发出来的光跑。光就是 light. Cats like to play with the light.所以宠物也要运动才会健康哦。健康的形容词就是 healthy. Exercise can keep them healthy.
Hi everyone, welcome to LTE TV. My name is Susie. People need exercise. Pets do too. You can help your pets exercise. You can walk.Or run with your dog. Some people dance with their dogs. You can also swim with your dog. Or you can play ball with your dog. Throw a ball and your dog can chase it. Dogs can also play with other dogs and get exercise.
Wow, there are so many ideas for exercise in this lesson.Okay, first, you all know how important exercise is for people, right?
Katie, we all know. You talk about it all the time.
I know. And today isn't about exercise for people. That's just how today's news article starts.
Okay, well, it also says pets need to exercise too. So, how can you help your pet exercise?
There are a lot of different ways.Most people walk or run with their dogs.
Lots of people like to run with their dogs, though. When I go run, sometimes I see people out with their dogs.
Yeah, that gives your pet exercise, but it gives you exercise, too. So that keeps both of you healthy.
If you have a big dog, you can run a long way. Small dogs can't run as far.
That's true. When I get a dog, I want a big dog. I want to take my dog out with me on my runs and other places too.
Sounds fun. But here's something else that's fun. Some people dance with their dogs.
Dance with their dogs? That sounds a little funny. I didn't know dogs could dance. I can't even dance that well.
Some people play with their dogs too. Some people swim with their dogs.And some people learn English. Here's Rebecca to help us do that.
It
If you want to tell someone that some people do something with someone or something, you can use this grammar point. Some people verb with their noun. For example, some people sing with their friends. Or some people sleep with their pets. You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it. Thanks, Rebecca. Here's my favorite way to play with dogs. You can throw a ball and your dog can chase it.
That is a lot of fun. That's called playing fetch. You throw it and the dog fetches the ball. Then he brings it back to you.
Oh, now I miss having a pet. When I was a kid, we had a really sweet dog. He was big and brown and loved playing fetch.
That's nice. Friends, do you play fetch with your dog? One other way that you can help your dog exercise is letting it play with other dogs.
That's true. Some parks have places where dogs can go and they all run around together. And then you can just sit and watch.
That's right. We can learn more in part two of today's lesson. Let's go there now.
Different pets exercise in different ways. Cats don't like walks, but you and your cat can play with a light. You move the light. Your cat chases the light. Cats can also run after a piece of string or a small ball. Cats like chasing small animals too. Buy your cat a toy mouse. Your cat can have fun with it.
Ugh, cats. This part's about cats. Katie, can we talk about dogs again?
What? Peter, I love talking about cats. They're my favorite kind of pet.
I thought you liked dogs. Katie, a few weeks ago you were so excited when you saw that puppy.
Well, yeah, I love dogs, but I love cats too. I can't decide. I like them both.
Well, I guess you'll enjoy this part of the lesson then. You can learn how to exercise with your cat.
I already know how to do that, but I'm excited to help you all learn. So, like the first part of this lesson says, different pets exercise in different ways.
Oh, I like that phrase, in different ways. We all do things in a different way. You learn in different ways, too. Some people learn by listening. Other people learn by doing.
And Peter and I teach you in different ways from Christina. We talk in English, and she helps you in Chinese. And she's going to help you right now.
不同的宠物适合的运动方式也不相同。Different pets exercise in different ways. 在英文里讲以某种方式怎么样要用介系词 in。像 in different ways 就是以不同的方式。你可以变化一下。Let's do it in a new way. 用一个新的方式来做。He looked at me in a strange way. 他看我的方式很奇怪。或者 ,you can get the tickets in three ways. 你有三种方式可以买到票。所以讲到以什么方式要用介系词 in。
Cats and dogs exercise in different ways. Dogs like to go on walks or runs. Sometimes they even like to dance.
But cats do not like to go on walks. Trust me, I've tried.
Katie, you've tried walking your cat?
Yes, it didn't work. My cat just laid down on the ground and he wouldn't get up.
Oh, wow. Okay, friends. Listen to Katie. Don't take your cat on a walk.
So if you can't walk your cat, how can you help it exercise? You can play with it using a light.
Hey, yeah. There are lots of videos online of cats playing with lights.Those are pretty funny.
I love watching those cat videos.
Yeah.
And you can also use a piece of string or a small ball to play with your cat.
Yeah, I guess you can pull the string along on the ground. Cats chase after it. It's hilarious.
And you all know that cats love mice, so you can buy your cat a small mouse.
And it will love playing with that. Your cat can chase it all around the house.
My cat does that. Sometimes I throw the toy and he even brings it back to me.
Katie, we all know so much about your cat now. I think we'll call that you the cat lady.
Not again. Why do people always call me that? Okay, friends, let's take a short break right now. We'll be back very soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Hello, everyone. Today is our news lesson, and we're talking about different ways to help your pets get some exercise.
If you have a dog, you take it for a long walk or a run. You can dance with it or swim with your dog, too.
And cats also need exercise, but they exercise in different ways than dogs. They don't like to go on walks. Let's learn some more together in the third part of the show.
Big pets need a lot of exercise. They need a lot of space, too. Then they can run and play. Small pets also need exercise. Fish can learn fun tricks. Teach your fish to jump out of the water. Pet mice need to run around. A pet mouse can run on an exercise wheel. Care for your pets. Keep them healthy. Exercise them. Well, thanks for watching. We'll see you next time right here on LTE TV. Goodbye, everyone.
Okay, Peter, today I need your help. What is a big pet?
A big pet? That just means your pet is really, really big. Some people have horses for a pet. That's a big pet.
That's true. And a horse can't live in a house or an apartment. It needs a lot of space to run around and play.
Hey, yeah, that's what our lesson just said. A lot of space just means a big area. Apartments and small houses are too small.
So they don't have enough space for a big pet. We just said something like a horse is a big pet. But a big dog could also be a big pet.
Big dogs need lots of space to run around and play. And different kinds of dogs need different kinds of exercise, too. But some dogs don't need much exercise at all.
So we know about big pets, but what about small pets? A fish is a small pet, and a mouse is, too. Our lesson talks about both of those pets.
Right. Katie, did you know fish can do tricks?
No, that's really cool. Remember, everyone, a trick is when you can do something fun or cool that not many people can do.
What can fish do for tricks? Not a lot, but some fish can jump out of the water. You can teach your fish to do that.
Oh, that would be really cool. I thought fish were boring pets, but maybe they aren't.
I think fish are pretty easy to have as a pet. They are not like a cat or a dog, which takes a lot of care.
That's true. Now, what does it mean to care for something? Let's find out right now with Christina.
所以要好好照顾你的宠物哦。照顾、照料就是片语 care for. Care for your pets. 如果你出远门，想请朋友帮你照料一下你的房子，就说 please care for the house for me.或者有的老人家年纪大了没有办法照料自己 He can't care for himself 不过 care for 除了表达照顾照料之外它在口语中也常常表示喜欢的意思比如不爱巧克力的人就说 I don't care for chocolate 你想问人想不想喝点咖啡就说 Would you care for some coffee?所以 care for 也可以当照料，也可以当喜欢的意思用。
So I can care for a pet. I can also care for people. Friends, what do you care for?
I love caring for flowers. That's my favorite thing to care for.
Caring for something keeps you healthy and happy. Caring for yourself is also very important. Remember to keep yourself healthy.
That's great, Peter. And that's also a great calendar phrase.
Keep them healthy.
Keep them healthy.
让他们保持健康。
I have three dogs.
Keep them healthy.
And I have five cats.
Keep them healthy.
And I have seven birds.
Keep them healthy.
I give them food. I give them exercise. I keep them healthy.
Achoo! Achoo! Keep yourself healthy too.
Keep them healthy.
Keep them healthy.
让他们保持健康。
Well, everyone, keep yourself healthy and keep your pets healthy too. Now it's time to move on to our keyword review.
And our first keyword from today is exercise. Exercise. Jake gets a lot of exercise at his job.
Chase. Chase. The dog is chasing the cat.
Different. Different. This road is busy. Take a different one.
Light. Light. Turn on the light. Then I can read.
Healthy. Healthy. Can we eat healthy fast food? Okay, those were all the keywords that we learned together today. Remember to keep practicing them and use them anytime that you talk in English. Right now, we're going to continue our review and take a look back at the entire show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to LTE TV. My name is Susie. People need exercise. Pets do too. You can help your pets exercise. You can walk or run with your dog. Some people dance with their dogs. You can also swim with your dog. Or you can play ball with your dog. Throw a ball and your dog can chase it. Dogs can also play with other dogs and get exercise. Different pets exercise in different ways. Cats don't like walks, but you and your cat can play with a light. You move the light. Your cat chases the light. Cats can also run after a piece of string or a small ball. Cats like chasing small animals too. Buy your cat a toy mouse. Your cat can have fun with it. Big pets need a lot of exercise. They need a lot of space, too. Then they can run and play. Small pets also need exercise. Fish can learn fun tricks. Teach your fish to jump out of the water. Pet mice need to run around. A pet mouse can run on an exercise wheel. Care for your pets. Keep them healthy. Exercise them. Well, thanks for watching. We'll see you next time right here on LTE TV. Goodbye, everyone.
Oh, Monkey Man, I really want something.
Let me guess. You want a banana.
Well, yeah, but I want something else, too.
Okay, what else do you want, Ginger?
I want a pet, Monkey Man.
You want a pet?
Yeah.
What kind of pet?
I want a dog.
A dog?
Yeah, dogs are fun.
Yes, they are fun, but dogs need exercise.
Exercise?
Of course, you have to walk your dog and run with your dog.
Walk and run?
And dance with your dog.
Dance?
And play ball with your dog.
Oh, then I'll get a lot of exercise too.
That's right.
Okay, never mind. But I'll take the banana.
Whatever you do, be sure you stay true to what you know is right. Some things seem fun, but when you are done, you begin to see the light. Sometimes doing good is hard when no one seems to care. There's always someone watching you, your good deeds, they're aware. Hey, hey, live in the sunshine, not the darkest night.
I wish we could talk about animals all the time. It makes me happy.
Katie, this show's about English, not about talking about animals.
I know, but talking about animals would be more fun. But we do try to make learning English fun for you.
Wait, Katie, I have something to tell you.
Okay, what is it?
I found a puppy. It's in the office.
What? A puppy? Friends, see you next time.
Wait,
I've got to go.
Sorry, Katie. I was only kidding. I've never seen you get that excited before.
There isn't a puppy? Peter, that is mean. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah, sorry, Katie. Oops. Well, friends, I hope you learned a lot today. I learned I can't joke with Katie about puppies. See you tomorrow here on...
Let's talk in English. Goodbye.
Bye.